give God a praise. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Elder, you can play that when we get done. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord. We're going to the book of Joshua where we read from. Thank you, Lord. And we want to read those last two verses in your hearing again. Joshua 24, 14 and 15. The word of God says, "Now therefore fear the Lord, serve him in sincerity and in truth." It says, "Put away the gods which your father served on the other side of the river and in Egypt." It says, simply serve the Lord. This is God talking now to the people. And God says this, thank you, Lord, if it seems evil to you to serve the Lord. He's speaking through Joshua here. He says, if it seems evil to serve the Lord, choose for yourselves this day whom you will serve. Whether it be the gods which your father served on the other side of the river or the gods of the Amorites, a totally different people in whose land you dwell. Wherever you are right now, if you want to serve their God, choose this day whom you will serve. But Joshua says this thing, but as for me and my house, we will what? Serve the Lord. Amen. Thank you, God. Go to the 15th elder. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. It says, as for me, if it is evil, and we're going to leave that up. If it is evil in your eyes to serve the Lord, if you think it's something wrong with serving the Lord, if you think it's bad, if it don't set right with you, he say, if you see, you think it's evil to serve the Lord, choose this day whom you will serve, whether the gods your father served or the gods of the Amorites in whose land you dwell. But as for me, Joshua said, and my house, we will what? Serve the Lord. Amen. The word of God for the people of God. You may be seated. Amen. Thank you, Lord. We're going to stay on that piece right there. The beginning of that 15th. And if it is evil in your eyes, it even says in this version, if it seems evil, if you think it's evil, if it feels evil, if you don't understand and it just seems evil to you to serve God, he says, choose this day whom you will serve. Amen. If you think it's something wrong with serving God, if you think it's something wrong, watch this, serving God in doing right, serving God, if you think it's something wrong, amen, Lord Jesus, for reaching out to people, if you think it's something, see, all of this is serving God. If you think there's something wrong, I tell you, in helping somebody, come on, serving God. If you think there's something wrong, come on, let me help you. Come on, come on. In speaking with dignity and respect, serving God, if you think there's something wrong with taking profanity out of your language, if you think there's something wrong with stopping gossiping and backbiting, oh my God, if you think there's something wrong with not killing people, come on, Jesus. If you think there's something wrong with not lying, see, all of us are serving God. He said, if you think it's evil not to serve God and just to do it your way, he says, choose this day whom you're going to serve. Who you're going to serve? Choose the gods your father served. Choose the, oh my God, the gods of those around you who don't know the Lord, amen? Go ahead with Buddha, amen? Go ahead and serve the cows, amen? Go ahead and serve the sun and the trees, amen? Come on, see, those are the gods that the people served, amen, along the way throughout the years. He said, if you think it's evil, if you see it as wrong to serve the Lord, that's all right. Choose who you're going to serve. That means you got to choose somebody. Because if you don't choose God, it doesn't matter whether you think you chose somebody else. If you don't choose to serve the Lord, you automatically choosing to serve his enemy. Come on. Joshua said down here, but as for me, watch this. Pastor saying, as for me. Carson D saying, as for me. Josie is saying, as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Amen. And if you're going to be a part of my house, you're going to what? Serve the Lord. Amen? Oh, my God. Thank you, Lord. Serving the Lord. serving the Lord. Amen. As for me and my house, we will what? Serve the Lord. As for me and my house, we're going to do it right. Amen. As for me and my house, we're going to follow some rules and some what? Instruction. Amen. As for me and my house, amen, we're going to look like God, sound like God, feel like God. Come on, Jesus. As for me and my house, when folks look on my life, they ought to be able to see the God I serve. Amen. Come on, Jesus. As for me and my house, Joshua said, we will serve the Lord. As for me and my house, we will live right and righteous. As for me and my house, thank you, God, we will extend a helping hand. Amen. As for me and my house, thank you, Lord, we will move away, step away, shy away from those things, oh God, that don't represent you. As for me and my house, amen. I don't know about your house this morning, but I know about me and what? My house. Amen. As for me and my house, we don't see it evil to serve the Lord. We see it a good thing. Amen. To serve the Lord. Joshua said, if you see it, you think it's evil to serve him, choose who you're going to serve. If you haven't chosen God, then you've certainly chosen against him. Come on, God. If I may, just for a quick moment, back up to the first few verses of that same chapter. Joshua gathered all the tribes of Israel to Shechem and called for the elders of Israel. He called for the heads, called for the judges, called for the officers, and they all presented themselves before who? God. And Joshua said to all the people, watch this, thus says who? The Lord God of Israel, not me, your fathers, including Terah, and you have to know the history of Abraham. Terah was Abraham's father, amen, and the father of Nahor, amen, who was Abraham's what? Brother, amen, Terah dwelt on the other side of the river in old times, and they served other gods. Lowercase G-O-D-S. They served other gods. They built gods to serve. Come on. I'm so glad I don't have to build you, Lord. They melted gold and built golden calves, and they served and they worshiped things. See, they worship inanimate objects. My God is not inanimate. Amen. My God is very animated because my God moves. Amen. Have you ever seen God move? Have you ever seen the wind? And the rains, have you ever seen the waters flow through the rivers, amen? Huh, they served other gods, amen? Joshua said to all the people, thus says the Lord, the God of Israel. Long ago, he telling them exactly what happened. Your fathers lived beyond the Euphrates. Terah, the father of Abraham and of Nahor, and they served other gods. Come on, Jesus. Then I took, this is God speaking, I took your father Abraham from the other side of the river. I know the children hear the song, Father Abraham has many sons. I know you remember that from Bible school. Many sons has Father Abraham. When we were singing it, we didn't understand it, but we understand it now. I am one of them, and so are you. So let's all praise the Lord. Thank you, God. Then I took your father Abraham from the other side of the river. I led him, Abraham, throughout all the land of Canaan. And I multiplied Abraham's descendants, gave him many offspring, gave him a whole lot of children. Come on, God. Thank you, God. And I gave him what? Isaac. I gave him Isaac, his son Isaac. Thank you, Lord. And to Isaac, I gave Jacob and Esau. Y'all remember the twins? Jacob and Esau. Fighting over birthrights in the womb. Come on. Still fighting over it when they got here. Amen? To Esau, I gave the mountains of Seir to possess. But Jacob and his children went down to Egypt. Also, I sent Moses and Aaron and plagued Egypt according to what I did among them. said afterwards, I brought you out. Joshua was talking to the people, I already brought you out of that. I've already taken you from that. I done delivered you out of Egypt, out of slavery, out of bondage. If you still see it evil to serve me after all I've done for you, if you see it evil to serve me, choose who you're going to serve. God says when that car swung to the left and went up that tree, I was delivering you then. God says when your house could have burned down, I was delivering you then. God says when your children were disobedient and disrespectful and rose up against you and I struck them down and put them in their place, God says I was keeping you then. He was delivering you. We see the plagues that I brought you out of in Egypt. I plagued Egypt because Egypt would not let my people go. Because Egypt decided they were greater than me. They were more powerful than me. They were going to keep you in bondage, but I put them in their place. After all I've done, you still trying to go to the left when I'm telling you to go what? To the right. So God said, back to that 14th and 15th verse, who are you going to choose? If you think it's evil after all that I've done in your life, I want you to really just sit here a moment and think about some things that you know you were in the midst of, and you don't know how you got out of it. You don't know why you got out of it, but the how is God, and the why is God. And you still won't choose to serve me. I've given you everything you need, and you still don't want to choose to serve me. Well, if you think it's evil, if you think it's wrong to serve me after all I've done, he says, choose you this day whom you will serve. But Joshua said, clear is day. As for me and my house, what are we going to do? What are we going to do? What are we going to do? As for me and my house, what are we going to do? What are we going to do? I can't hear you. As for me and my house, we're going to do what? Come on, give me a little bit more. As for me and my house, we're going to do what? How are we going to serve? We're going to serve him through our service, amen? We're going to serve him through our life living, amen? We're going to serve him through witnessing to somebody about the goodness of the Lord, amen? We don't have to witness by beating them in the head with this Bible, but we witness by the way we live, the way we give, the things we say, the things we do. When people see us, they ought to be able to see that God is working in us and through us, amen? Thank you, Lord. As for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. We're going to put God on a pedestal, amen? We're going to worship the Lord in spirit and in truth. As for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. We're going to give him his time that he is due. Oh, God, in prayer, in praise, amen? We're going to come together and, oh, my God, and commune with him. As for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. We're going to allow God to be first and foremost. Amen. I'm reading a book called First Priorities right now by the Reverend Dr. Richard Peoples out of Augusta. First priority. First priority. Really looking at our lives and really figuring out what is our first priority. Even in our giving, amen? Let me tell you that many of us, y'all know I don't usually preach giving, but many of us are stifled in blessings because we are not giving unto the Lord the way we should give unto the Lord, amen? God is blessing us every week or every 2 weeks with a paycheck or every month with a stipend of some type of finances, and we are giving God nothing. Come on, Jesus. God is blessing us. Our giving goes beyond finances. God is blessing us to live every day, 7 days a week. There's 2 days that this ministry, I don't know about other ministries, this ministry comes together so that we can come together and learn more of him. Amen? 2 days. Really one, oh my God, Sunday mornings. You got the whole week. Come on. I bet we get up and go on those jobs every day. I'm talking to somebody out there that's listening, amen? We get up every day. We get to those jobs on time. We commit it. We push. Oh, I don't feel good, but I'm going in out as soon as Sunday morning comes. I don't feel good. I can't do it. Oh, Lord. Pastor, I'm sorry. I'm so sick. Pastor, I wasn't feeling well. Thank you, Lord Jesus. But pastor not going to argue with you. Amen. All pastor going to do is say, God bless you. I'm praying for you. I'm praying with you. I hope that God is healing. I hope you pray for healing. Get your body some rest. Amen. And keep it moving. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, God. God said real this morning. Choose you this day whom you're going to serve. Amen. God said, I got to preach this again. Amen. He said, I'm going to have to preach this again. Amen. Thank you, Lord, because he's telling me the people that so need to hear this is not here this morning. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Choose this day whom you're going to serve. Stop giving God pity-patty excuses. Amen. Serving the Lord. The word this morning was supposed to be serving with and in excellence, but I got to first get us to serving. Amen. I got to get us to understanding what serving God means. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. I'm going to ask a question this morning, and I'm done. How many of you can truthfully, honestly say, ooh, that's a dangerous question for myself, that you've seen me not serving the Lord? Not that it matters what your judgment is, but because I represent the God I serve, I need to be able to represent the God I serve. Amen? I need people to see when I come down from here, I'm still serving the Lord. I need people to see when I walk out those doors, I'm still serving the Lord. I need people to see when I go on my job, I'm still serving the Lord. I need people to see when I'm making my social media posts, I'm still serving the Lord. I need people to see, oh God, when I'm walking in the stores, I'm going through the mall, I'm still serving the Lord. Amen. I'm not raising a hymn. I'm not praying a prayer out loud. I don't have my Bible open reading scriptures while I'm walking, but I am who I am in God. Amen. And I represent him in all things. Well, that's how we have to take it on. I need people to see me in Maine and understand when they see me, I am a child of God. Because let me tell you, when the enemy within those folks sees God on your life, the enemy going to draw back and the enemy going to move away. See, it's something in serving God. It's safety, there's security, and there's salvation. That's another word for another time. There's safety, security, and salvation in serving the Lord. Amen? Choose this day whom you're going to serve. If you haven't chosen him, then you've chosen somebody. Thank you, Lord. Come on, give God a praise. Come on, stand to your feet. And if you haven't chosen him, now's the time to choose him. Now's the time to know beyond a shadow of a doubt that when people see me, they understand I'm like Joshua. Oh, God. Oh, God, as for me and my house, we will what? Serve the Lord. How many of y'all want to serve the Lord this morning? It don't mean you got to put no skirt on to your feet, even though I got one on to my feet right now. Thank you, Jesus. It don't mean you have to put a dolly on your head. Amen. It doesn't mean none of that, because some folks with the doils on their heads, the skirts long, the robe sanctified, amen. Thank you, Lord. Got more devil in them, thank you, Jesus, than God will allow. Come on, let's bring it real this morning. Thank you, Father. As for us in our house, God. As for me, God. Come on, everybody say, as for me. Come on, say it with power. As for me, in my house, we will serve the Lord. That means, Elder, I hope you're still getting this. That means when somebody comes into your house, Kathy, they ought to still be serving the Lord. When somebody comes over, Will, they ought to still be serving. As for me and my house, We will serve the Lord. You can't let folks come up in your camp and bring all kind of mess either. Come on, Jesus. You need to let them know, right? Oh, no, 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 no. This is a house of the Most High God. They ought to recognize it when they get to the door. They ought to say, oops, I might need to put this back in the car. Oops, so sorry. Didn't know. I know now. See, that's the reaction folks ought to have when they get in your company. They ought not to get in your company and feel comfortable cussing. Come on. They ought not to get in your company and feel comfortable talking a certain kind of way. And if they slip and do it, you ought to call them on it. Amen. I had a young lady one time, a group of young ladies, and we would go out and I don't know why, for some reason, she felt like she could, oh, I didn't embarrass her in front of everybody, but I called her. I said, now I'm going to tell you, if you expect me to be anywhere in your company, you're going to have to change the language you're using. I don't mean no harm. You know what she said? I apologize, Miss Harris. I'm so sorry. And then what I said to her was, and even when I'm not present, when you go around other people, you ought to represent a certain way. Do not lower yourself to other standards. You cause them to come up to the standards that God has set in your life and for you. Now, either they're going to do it. She could have took it totally different. She could have said, well, whatever, whatever. And guess what? It'd have been so long. Goodbye. No hard feelings, but I'm not going to bring myself down to that standard. Everybody stands for something. We stand for God. In this country that we're living in this world that we're living in, everybody got rights except Christians. That's a whole nother word, God. But if it seem evil to serve the Lord, choose this day whom you're going to serve. Who are y'all choosing today? Who are you choosing? Are you choosing God? Are you choosing the Lord? Make sure you know beyond a shadow of a doubt. Don't mess around and get in a relationship and marry somebody who wants nothing to do with God, because it's not going to work. Because you're going to be pulling this way, they're going to be pulling that way. And if you're not strong in your faith, they're going to pull you that way with them. Then what you going to do? If you see him in evil, choose who you're going to serve. But as for me and my house, come on, give God a praise. We will what? Serve the Lord. Amen. Father, thank you for this word, oh God. We bless you this morning. I give you glory. I give you honor. And I give you praise. I thank you for those people that are here, oh God, that you bless their lives tremendously, oh God, above all others, oh God, above all kings, above all things, God. Oh God, we thank you, Lord, for blessing us and keeping us, Lord. And we're choosing to serve you this day, God. We're choosing to stand, and having done all, we're going to stand some more, Father, in the name of Jesus. We give you glory this morning, honor and praise, and we say amen and amen. Come on. Thank you, Lord. We ask you.